So last week we hinted that we were going to continue from last week to this week. So for those of us who don't realize, we're doing Megillas Esther, and we're early on in the game. And what happens here is we have a contradiction that we started a couple weeks ago between the second pasuk and the third pasuk. The second pasuk says, "Bayom Mehem Kesheves Hamelach Achashverosh." The moment Achashverosh seems like Kesheves would mean when he came upon the throne. And then it says, B'shnas Shalosh Lamochai, in the third year of his reign. So he said the party is openly staying in the third year of his reign. You have to figure out what the first 2 weeks ago we did, what does it mean, Kesheves? And now, and then last week we were discussing different reasons on why he would have waited for the third year. We gave several reasons. Some made sense, and we ended off with that it was purposely 3 years. And some was an event that just randomly took 3 years. It would have been 2 and 4 had the event taken 2 or 4. Now we're doing one more approach on that, which will lead us off to a tangent that's, I think, a good tangent for everybody here. A thing that we could discuss. So I saw one of the Kadmonim, shockingly, he says, what was the point of the party? So we ended last week that the last thing I think we did last week was the point of the party was it was a marriage or a second marriage, renewing his vows. So it was like an event specifically for Achashverosh, not necessarily related to the kingdom. But a private event, a private party. So one of the Kadmonim, I'm talking 15, no, a little later, he's later, 16, 15, maybe early 17, 1600s, he says like this, the party of Achashverosh was, where else do we have in the Torah that a king did a party? We have it by Paray. Paray, the phrase is Yom Genusayo. The question, what that means? A debate. Either it means inauguration, current events. But we said then, or it's going to be birthday. So if you want to know an inauguration, then you have to figure out why you waited for 3 years. Inauguration, what took 3 years to have an inauguration? And we gave answers. But the other explanation of that same phrase, of Pari having a party, was not it was an inauguration, it was a birthday. And Achashverosh's party was a birthday party. That's one of the Kadmonim says. It was a birthday party. It was a massive birthday party. So the question obviously comes, which we'll see if we circle around back to it, it's a birthday party. So why do you wait 3 years to have a birthday party? What waited 3 years for a birthday party? Have a birthday party every year. Right? He wasn't 3 years old? No. So he said, so what happened? What happened that the first year? Bishnash Shal Samalcha, he's having a party. What's that party? Birthday party. Okay, why Shnash Shal Samalcha? He had a birthday the year before also. Every 365 days, he has a birthday. Oh, so that's what we're going to start going into maybe. So first, we're going to take the step back, the tangent. And the tangent's going to be, do we as religious Jews... Religious? We as religious Jews, what's with our gang with birthdays? What do we do with birthdays? So the first person that we know about a birthday is going to be Pari. Pari has a birthday. So I got to be honest, there is the Munkacha, the Michas Alaza says, that if the only place in the Torah you see a birthday is by Pari, who we're not too fond of, then that's not a reason that we could say a Makar, a source to have birthdays is from Pari. That doesn't make any sense. What are we doing with that? So he says, we don't take a Goyisha Zach at birthday. And he writes in Hungary, where he's from, he writes that we don't see anywhere that the Kadoshim, the Obis Kadoshim, were Noyig birthdays. Not everyone agrees to that. But he says, we don't see anywhere people are Noyig birthdays. So he says, therefore, someone sent him a question, do you believe in birthday parties? And the Mechazalazah said, I don't believe in birthday parties. So we have we have Pari doing a birthday party, okay. We now have Achashverosh doing a birthday party. Who else do we know of the evil people in the world doing birthday parties? In this great story of Megillas Esther, hopefully we'll get to it soon, there's a famous thing. Haman did what? You guys are doing it on Tuesday nights. Haman did a goyrel. What's the name of Purim? The name Purim is a goyrel. It says in the pasuk. We'll have to get to who Purim, who goyrel, right? So what's the goyrel? A goyrel means he did a lottery to find out when's the best time to go after the Jews. And what does it say? When he got to Adar, he was all excited. Why? There's no holidays. And he said, more than that, Moshe Rabbeinu died. What do we answer him? Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday also. Now, forget what we're thinking ourselves. We're talking to Haman. Haman, you thought you had a good deal because he died. We'll have to go through that Gemara Arichas when we get there. But Lamaisa, he was born also. Which means, according to what I understand this, before us, Haman was Machban on birthdays. I'm not saying we are Machban on birthdays. We're saying Haman, it might be us also. It's not a riot to us. That means, if you want to go to Minchas Alazim, the Minchas Alazim says, birthday of the Torah is Paroi. I don't believe in Paroi. Okay, sounds good. Who else do we have a birthday for? Achashverosh? Okay, Michas Loz is going to say, I'm not taking Achashverosh's birthday party either. Okay, we'll find someone else. We have Haman talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday. The Michas Loz is going to say, that's Haman talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday. That's not us talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday. Again, we're responding Moshe Rabbeinu was born. We'll have to see if that means anything. But Haman saying it, that means Haman would have not done his excitement over a lottery had he known that Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday. Doesn't mean we believe in that. It means he believes in that. And by the way, it would make sense on some level because the concept of a birthday is based on consolations, mazalos. And we know in Mazal Yisrael. That means the Goyish world, we believe in this mazal stuff, not what you read in the newspaper, because that guy's baloney. But there is a concept of if you're born in Virgo, I don't know the names of all these things, you're a Libra, whatever these things are. But in the Gemara says the gay to that, not a gay to that. That might not be a human though. The gay when it comes to mazal, the goyim believe in. Okay, so you said the goyim believe in mazal. Therefore, they know when it comes to their birthday, it's the same mazal. Last year at the time, it was also the 13th of Libra. It's the same thing. Fine, but who says we believe in that? We owe a mazal Yisrael. So the milchus alazik can still say we have a pari we don't care about. We have a hasher shayzik I don't care about, and we have a haman I don't care about. Haman, by the way, is the anicle of who? Haman's the anicle of Amalek. Guess what? Amalek is also in the birthdays. So far, it's all negative people. Hayin Amalek's in the birthdays. Fascinating thing. The Medr says, it's Rashi ala Torah. Oh, is it Rashi? That says that, no, it's Yerushalmi, that the when they came to war against Moshe Rabbeinu in the end of Beshalach, it says that he Moshe Rabbeinu picked up his hands and he stopped the sun from moving. And Yerushalmi explains, what's he doing stopping the sun? Like, what does that do anything? You're having a battle, go fight. You have to stop the sun? You don't fight at night times? It's a union. There's a union going on. Like, what's going on here? Right? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to stop the sun during his battle with Amalek? So it's brought down that Amalek was very smart, Yerushalmi says, and Amalek set up a system where everyone who was soldiers was on their birthday. When are you drafted? Your birthday. When do you fight? Your birthday. Next day you're off. One day a year you fight. Everyone whose birthday was to fight. Why? Because Amalek held, that there's a concept to your to mazel on your birthday, a good mazel. Since it's good mazel your birthday, you should take those guys. Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, I'm going to play games with the sun and the moon now. So I mix up the cheshbon. Right? I'm going to have the sun slow down, have the sun stop. They don't know. Is it tomorrow? Is it today? I don't know. Who am I sending there? That's one of the cheshbon. So we see now, and that makes sense. Amalek believes in the concept of birthdays, and his great-grandson, Haman, goes in as well. So we would stop here. We would be very disappointed to know that no more birthday parties. According to the Michas Alozi, he actually says this. Why? Because, again, we have the Mount Rushmore, because we have four. The Mount Rushmore of evil people, Paro, Yachashveres, Amalek, and Haman, were into birthdays. So what does it do to us? Who cares? So when you start out simple, you say we don't have a source in Jewish law. Now, David was thinking before, correctly, I think you were thinking before, that, listen, and some say this, if the Torah is telling you about Pari's birthday, that means we're garrison on some level. I'm not stopping giving random details. Oh, you weren't looking at you. I thought you were saying it before. That means if the Torah is telling us that Achashverosh was celebrating his birthday, if the Torah is telling us that Haman had power because of Moshe Rabbeinu's death, if the Torah is telling us that Amalek was choosing people, so that means there must be something there. There must be something there. Why is the Torah telling us? So it's like the famous debate, which we're not going into yet. We will go into it in a few weeks from now if we get to those psukim. It's like three psukim away, so you figure this year. There's about music. So do we believe as Jews that you could take a Goyish song and make it Yiddish? A big debate. Right? Big debate. Because why? On one hand, we believe the Koyach HaMusica has major sources to it. On the other hand, wait a second. Can we take it and just put a slap on some Jewish words and change the dance from a X-rated dance to a R-rated dance and make it kosher or not? It's not so easy to do that. So here also, that's us doing it. That's us doing it. But can the Torah, for sure can do it. The Torah can take the concept and talk about birthdays, evil people talking about birthdays, but okay, big deal. In the end, who cares? The Torah is saying it. The Torah is matar, the birthdays. But the fact that the Torah is telling you a detail of birthdays means the Torah is telling you something to the birthdays, even for the Jewish people. So the people who are pro the birthdays, they want to say, we understand your hesitation, but your hesitation doesn't apply. The Torah is matirat. As a weaker version, we say music.
But pick a Jewish person then.
But to get it stronger. So that would just be I'm going on steps. So step one is we showed evil people into birthdays. Step two is we're saying, wait a second, okay, evil people into it, but it went through the mikvah of the Torah. The mikvah of the Torah made it that Jewish people have to be garrisoned on some level, similar, a.k.a. like music, what's going on in music. But then David says correctly, didn't take credit before, wait a second, let's find Jewish places where we do discuss birthdays. So the first one comes up is this, out of the order of the people. But we'll go a little bit in the order. Yitzchak Avinu. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says he was what? When was he noiled? Taf Yoimi?
Pesach.
And you know what it says? It says, because he was born on Pesach, and the Gzera we discussed in the past was what? Avram Avinu was told that they're going to be in for 400 years. We don't know what, they weren't there 400 years, they were 210 years. Yeah, yeah, 400 years from Yitzchak's born. Figure out that cheshbon. But it means, according to everyone, be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, according to many, that the, from the moment the Jews left, it's 400 years to the moment he was born. So if you're going to say that the Jews left Mitzrayim, pick a number, 617 a.m., it means Yitzchak was born 617 a.m., 400 years earlier. But you see here, there is something about a birthday of Yitzchak that is so powerful that not that we're talking about now yet, making a party with a birthday cake and candles and little hats. We're talking about Yitzchak Avinu having a birthday celebration. Guess what? Long after he passed away. Yitzchak Avinu lived how many years? 180. And we're talking about four. That means for 220 years after Yitzchak. Now, it's brought down. It's brought down by Midrashim. That every year, Pesach night. Did you know this?
The party every year for him.
Every year during the exile, in the midst of the I can't make an actual thing. David will be upset. But in the midst of we'll do a different one. In the midst of Treblinka, on Pesach night, the Jews celebrated. Why? Medrashim. This was the day Yitzchak was born. This is the day we're going to get out. That means they knew the Cheshbon of 400 maybe. But depends if they said the second part. They definitely celebrated because Yitzchak was born, which means not only do we now have a major source, not for a party necessarily, but for the power, as Aaron said earlier, a mazel of a birthday. A massive mazel for a birthday. A birthday, we're saying, is so vital that Yitzchak was celebrated for 200 years after he died. They were celebrating his birthday, and we celebrate today. And not only that, the Medrash says, why we said celebrate today, why I'm adding on those words, because we all know that the night of the Seder is a opportunistic, that's a word, opportunistic time to get out of the exile. Why? Kashem, the Lashon is Kashem Shenigalu, just like we got out of Egypt, and we were redemption out of Egypt on Pesach by night, every year Pesach by night, the consolations, like you used to borrow the phrase of Mazalos, line up, we can get, it's an opportunistic time to get out. And why? The Midrashim seem to say, because Yitzchak's born. So the idea is that Yitzchak's energy didn't only last for 180 years, didn't only last for another 220 years, but on some level, today, every year, Passover night, when we're sitting down to celebrate Passover, we're saying, by the way, we have a chance of getting out. Why have a chance of getting out? Because of his birthday as well. Now, one more thing before you get to it. How far do we celebrate Yitzchak's birthday? When Yitzchak, what is the major event of Yitzchak's life? A few of them. One of the major events of his life is when he gave the brachas over to Yaakov as opposed to Esav. What was going on? What night of the year was that? If you remember, Rashi says, Leah gave him two animals, and the Medrash said, what? How much does he have to eat already? Yes, it was Pesach by night. He has to do a carbon Pesach and a carbon Chagiga. Mm-hmm. Pesach by night is when he gave the brachas over. Why was he giving brachas Pesach by night? Rashi there says, because he reached an age where he was nervous that, okay, it's a shine sight. I'm getting to a certain age, and I have to be nervous about to think about death. So this is why he's within 5 years of his mother's death. He was 123, she died at 127, and within the amount of years, I got to start thinking about it. Which means that Yitzchak held, not only is a birthday, now I have to think about my life, is a time for a service b'tshuva, not a birthday party, a service b'tshuva, but some want to say, Hosham Abner wants to say, that's why he had the power of bracha that night. Because not only does Yitzchak say that the blessings, that a birthday means something valuable to each person, but a bracha is what you have the power. You go up to a guy, you say, Vincha bracha, and it's his birthday. Right. Where do you learn that from? From Yitzchak Avinu. Right? Yeah. Where's the source for vinching a bracha? The Torah source. We have later sources. Where's the Torah source for it? Because Yitzchak, on his birthday, Gemara says it was his birthday, was giving a bracha out, and we know it. So we see now what? We see that the concept of now, we went from only Goyim to the Torah being retired, like David said, to David adding on, no, not to the Torah being retired. We have Yiddish, real Yiddish blood that we're saying about birthdays. Question. We're nervous Nitlach for that. So, this is a side thing. That Nitlach means, according to some, that Nitlach was created because it was Yashka's birthday, or his bris milah, depends who you ask, and it became a negative night. So on the simple reason you say it's a negative night, that means we believe the negative powers have birthdays. But as we know, as a sidebar, we're putting it in, that Nitlach is not so clear what the reason was. According to the famous Chassam Sofer, just good to know, the reason why we don't learn on Nitlach was a practical thing. Because what happened was, they go, the other nations go to their houses, And what happens 99% through the history of Klai Yisrael, the blood libels? They get up there and they start screaming, yeah, kill the Jews, kill the Jews. So he said, listen, if we're going to sit there and be on the streets and be walking around the Beis Medrash, where's the first place to look for the Jews? So he, as a safety measure, we said, you know what? Don't be around when they're coming out at 12 o'clock and not making a lot of noise. Be indoors, figure it out. So if that is, it might not be directly related to the birthday from us. I'm saying, are we not learning because of his birthday, or we're not learning because his birthday is celebrated by them and they act like animals? So we have one major event of a birthday, Yitzhak.
Because you don't want to give them schar.
Another approach.
We don't learn. Matter of fact, we do it twice.
That's going on. That's if you're going with that, we don't learn, then it's because you believe in the power of his birthday and we don't want to give him schar. Correct. That's what Judd was saying, that there is a concept that we take birthday seriously of goyim. But I'm just saying the Chassam Sofer could answer, if he wants, the Milchus HaLoz who's against birthdays can say, I don't believe Nitalach is a good raya. Why? Nitalach to me is not about birthdays, it's about animals who are screaming, kill the Jews. That's what I'm saying. What else do we have on our birthday that we practice till today? We lain Rus. When do we lain Rus? On Shavuos. And you literally can come up with many, many answers on what does Rus have to do with Shavuos. Simple answer is going to be, before that, the simple answer is going to be that it's a concept of Geirus, conversion. Rus was the most famous Geir, and the first time we became a nation through conversion. But one of the other famous answers is, because David HaMelech's birthday was Shavuos, and David HaMelech's ancestor was Rus, we want to discuss David HaMelech's life on his birthday, which would mean, again, that now we have a Jewish source. That's I don't know if the word is celebrating in this case. I don't know if reading words is a celebration of a birthday, but it's to the point where it actually means something very seriously. So we have here now a lot of information of how we get to this pasuk again by birthday. Achashverosh was celebrating a party, 1600, someone says it was a birthday. We're discussing that there's such a concept as the Goyim have it for sure. Does it get sent over to the Jews? And how much of the Jews does it get sent over to? Okay, now, further. The Aruch Chaim. Now, what else, by the way? What else? For what we celebrate today, we know we do not say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av. Why do we not say Tachnun? Tachnun is said on solemn days, sad days. On holidays, we don't say it. Shavuos, Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of, the saddest day in the Jewish calendar, we do not say Tachnun. Why do we not say Tachnun? Because in Eicha, Megillus Eicha, because you dumped the step again, he's on fire tonight. Because in Megillus Eicha, it calls Tes B'Av a Moyed. Karalai Moyed. Moyed means a holiday. So we pass in Halacha. That since there is an aspect of Tisha B'Av, a very solemn, depressing day, but there's an aspect of Tisha B'Av that has to do with a Moyed. Therefore, as a Moyed, in fact, we don't. Okay, what we don't know what does Tisha B'Av have to do with a Mayit, though? That we understand that Eicha says it's a Mayit, and therefore, since it says a Mayit, you're not going to do it. But we're not doing anything. So, with the water, say it again. Because what is it? Because the Gemara of one of the explanations is that Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av. So, is it just random Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av, therefore we believe there's going to be a Geula? Or no. Or take a step back. There is something. There's a power. There's a mazel. There's a power to give brachas. There's something going on when it comes to someone's birthday. And therefore, as Yidden, there's a concept potentially of celebrating a birthday. Because something happens. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, we had the Mishnah, we quoted a few times. Let me have the Gemara brachas again, Chav Ches. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that another reason, why the Mishnah says, at 5 you learn Chumash, at 13 you become a man, at 18 we discussed a couple weeks ago is when you get married. Why is the Mishnah giving these details? Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, is to separate man from animal. Unbelievable. Who even thinks about it? You get to a certain point where you get Das, you get Gvura at 30, let's say, right? You get Seichel at 60. You're not 60, are you? You get Seichel at 60, right? So the idea, he says, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that these things mean that a human being has some type of change in his body based on age. And he says, if that's the zoologist, Animals don't have this. The animal doesn't become 6 years old and then become stronger. That means he's working on some pace, but it doesn't work with that. But we had a Gemara that we quoted. It's interesting. It's becoming like a Where's Waldo. Somehow, almost every single week, we're putting this in. So we had a Gemara, Chavzayim Abbez, where we weren't sure if Myriv was a Rishus or Myriv was a Chayva. And a great debate happened. And a war began. And they wanted to remove the Nasi from his power. And what does it say? Who should he replace with? That's Gemara several times. Nook, brother Rabbi Yeshua, should we place Rabbi Yeshua there? We said, no. Balmaisahu, you can't put the guy who antagonistic started the whole thing. He can't take over. Nook, Rabbi Kiva, we discussed this on Parsh Chayasara on the Thursday night Chayasara share. Watch it on Bethel.com or RabbiHavna.com. Then what happens? Why not? Because Rabbi Kiva didn't have Yichas, as we discussed then. So who did they pick in the end? They picked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which we also discussed. Why? Because he was the 10th generation to Ezra. Now, here it says like this. So he came home and he wasn't sure what to do. Should he take the job or should he not take the job? Right? So he says a thing that very few people in the history world have said. What did he say? Should I take the job or not? I'm going to ask my wife. Anyone ever said that since then? The last time someone said, I'm going to discuss it with my wife. It's in the Gemara right here. Chaf Kesem and Al. He went to his wife and they gave a whole conversation that we're not going to discuss right now. We'll get to that probably somehow. And then the Gemara says, Chaf Kesem and Al. That day that he got anointed, when he was 18 years old, we say in Pesach time, right? And that occurred, I'm reading article, a miracle occurred for him, and 18 rows of hair in his beard turned white. Very interesting detail. He was 18 years old, and had 18 white beards, because someone said, you look a little young, whatever it is. And that's how, who the Kamar of Lezman Azai, we say on Pesach night, Harini Kemen Shivim Shana, what's care? I'm like 70 years old. What do you mean, like 70 years old? Like, you're not really 70 years old. You just look like 70 years old. You look old. Right? Osco. The pastors in the Mishnah reads in full. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, I am like a 70-year-old man, yet I was not successful in proving the exodus from Egypt. Should be mentioned. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah remarked that he was like a 70-year-old, but not that he was 70 years old, because he was actually only 18 years old. That day, made his exposition, I don't know what that means, was the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was installed as a Nasi. So I saw the Ben Ishchai, always interesting stuff, on this Gemara. He says, why does it say the detail on that day he was 18 years old? How old are you? You say that day, you tell me how old are you? How old are you? 26, 29, 49. You don't say that today I'm 49. You're 49 for 365 days, no? So what? Oh, so Ben Ishchai, I think 99% of people wouldn't read the Gemara this way. 99% at least. The Ben Ishchai says, therefore what? No, who Yoyimah was, Dafka, his birthday. Why is it telling us? Who cares? Because you know what the next words are? Ischarish Lanisa, a miracle occurred to him. Had it not been his birthday, miracles don't occur. Why? Because as you said earlier, that there is a concept of mazel. We don't believe in, we do believe Ein Mazel Yisrael. We do believe Ein Mazel Yisrael. But there's a point to the mazel that does still apply. And therefore, since at this point he became 18 that day, he had a power that day, the miracle happened. I think when we took this out the first day, I said we could spend the whole year on this Gemara. Do you remember that? I think so. We already recorded a few, four or five different times. So we have already a concept of Goyim. And we have the Torah being Mataret. And now we see in Jewish Halacha, that's fine, in Jewish Halacha comes up. I'll tell you something fascinating. The Chassam Sofer, the other Chassam Sofer says, of course you have power. Of course you have power on a special day of your life. But you know what day? Not your birthday. No, birthday, no power. You have special power, what John said earlier. You said earlier. 2 days you celebrate Nitl Nach. He says the power of your birthday is not the day you're born, it's the day of your bris milah. Chassam Sofer says it. Ben Ishchai might say it also. But it's Chassam Sofer. Special tefillah, they say on the birthday. On every year, 8 days after the birthday.
Yeah, because
that's the day that you were born. Right. That's the day. I'm saying, so when we say birthday, they're saying that's called a birthday. The Yom HaMila, which would mean, of course, that someone who's delayed Mila 3 months wouldn't be 8 days later. It'll be, but we see that means the Chassam Sofer held that that we do have something about a birthday. Just know what the birthday might be. Don't get it wrong. Now, we know, halachically speaking, obviously, the 13th birthday is for sure celebrated. That's a serious day. Even though you could be a baby, and you can say, no, 13th day is not because it's his birthday, it's because that's when a person becomes an adult, because he has a siman gadlus. Technically, if a person was not a physical gadol, then we wouldn't count 13 as anything. I was years ago, I got into, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I got into a group of very chashuv yidden. They brought me along, literally, they regretted it, don't worry. But at the time, they didn't realize. And I pushed myself into a very chashuv group of people that they were going to do machine matzahs. Yerushalmis, they don't do hand matzahs. I don't know if we discussed this here. They do machine matzahs. So they brought along a few people. And I got myself in there. And we came to machine matzahs. Everyone was given a job. That's when they realized, I'm just here to supervise. I'm here to watch the process. I'm curious on how Yerushalmis make their matzahs with a machine. I'm not actually interested in doing any work. But anyway, so I was watching. Anyway, that night, they called me up because everyone got some matzahs. They were very nervous. They told me, listen, don't right now, don't give it out yet. Hold it by you. Hold the matzahs by me. And I had a box of matzahs. They said, yeah. I said, why? Because one of the people who was there and one of the main factors with the machine was a boy who was 13 years old in 6 weeks and they weren't sure if he was a gadol. Became a big thing. I was like, okay, I don't need any videos. I'm good. That's what I was going with. Because we don't go by 13 years old. In reality, we do, because we have no difference. Who cares if you're 13 years old? But we need signs of maturity, I think is the word the article uses. We need signs of maturity. You don't become an adult at 13. You become an adult at 13 when you have signs of maturity. No, you become an adult at signs of maturity. So for us, 99% of the stuff, who cares? I don't want to say who cares, but who cares, right? So most of the thing. But when it comes to biblical things, we get a little more nervous. So a minyan is nine people, okay, you can figure it out. A lot of these things you can figure out. But for the big ones, so baking matzahs, that's a real thing. You might need a real gadol for baking matzahs because you have to have a certain type of kavana for lishma when you're baking matzahs.
They have to do with the machine matzahs.
The machine was just where I went. But the gadol, you need everyone 13.
When it turns out, that's a turn on
you. All people involved with baking matzahs, I suppose, have to be 13 years old. They need a certain type of kavana. So if they're not 13 years old, 13 does, again, that was the difference. 13 doesn't mean 13 years old. 13 means an adult.
You need godless.
You need godless, right. We don't call it 13 years old. That's what we said recently. I said last week again, right? I keep on saying this. You can't take your judgment in heaven if you don't know this. Goyim have no godless. They're either 6 years old or 20 years old, right?
How come women can bake matzahs?
The women who bake matzahs, we have them have adults. As long as they're an adult. The reason you need an adult to bake matzahs is a mindset. Women, don't quote me on this on tape, sometimes they're capable of having the proper thoughts and mindset. That's what it is. But the idea is that as long as she's an adult, we won't take a girl under 12. We need adults. Adults are in, non-adults are out. So how do I get to the matzahs right now? I'm having this. Oh, because that's for sure. But again, we're not saying. That's what my point is. Don't say that 13 years old means that we celebrate. That was my point. The Michas Elazar, he's the one saying no birthdays. So even though we have a lot of proofs that seem to say birthdays, it's not a riot that's a birthday. 13 years old means you're an adult. It doesn't mean when you're 13 years old. 99% of the, whatever the number is, percent of the people are 13 years old to become an adult. But the people don't. They're not in a Chabad, you're not an adult. Therefore, 13 doesn't count. Anyway. Correct. And Chabad, Min Chabad, as far as I remember, is to say the Kapitel Tehillim of your birthday.
Yeah, right.
So when you turn 25, you say Kapitel 25.
The next
year. Uh-huh. So there is now.
The next year.
So this is what I want to circle back. I could do a whole other class on birthdays if we're interested. But I want to do it like this. We had a question before. Achashverosh, year 3 was his birthday. I don't know why they celebrate year 1 or year 2. And Goyim Zichah celebrate birthdays. That's what we started this whole thing. So I saw an answer, unbelievable. And it goes circles back with Yitzchak as well. The answer is, Yitzchak said he got close to his parents' age. He got nervous. Within 5 years of your parents' age, time to be a little nervous. Achashverosh held, when you pass your parents' age, you make a birthday. So I'm making up a number. You asked me how old he was. Let's say the guy's father, Achashverosh's father, died. He probably murdered. If he died at 64. So Achashverosh held, no birthdays till 65. The year after your parents' age, it's when you do a birthday. But one thing we do see, there are certain rabbis that even though they didn't celebrate every birthday, they celebrate specific birthdays. The Ksav Sofer wrote a famous letter that on his 50th birthday, he made a party. He said Shachianu. The Gemara says that one of the Rabbi Yossi, when he was 60 years old, made a party Why? Because normally up until 60, a person means he can be punished with karas. This proves I wasn't punished with karas. So since I survived, so it wasn't a, it's a birthday party, not a birthday party. Since he did not die before 60, he held it as a birthday. And the Chavis Yar said that when you hit 70, that now you lived Shnois Adam, normal people, what the Pasuk says, average of 70. When you hit 70 years old, you make a birthday. So it could be there's an, again, these birthdays, I'm not sure how you look at them. Are they birthday parties or celebratory events? It's hard to know. It's not exactly the same thing.
I can write a Rebbe next month to my birthday.
39. Anyway, we will stop here on the birthdays. I don't know if we'll continue this next week. We did do part of Esther again, because we're discussing Achashverosh's birthday and why you waited till the third year, and is there an Indian of birthdays by Goyim? Is there a birthday by Jews? How we do all these things? Shkoyach again.